This podcast is sponsored by Prize Picks. Prize Picks is America's number one daily fantasy sports app for over 5 million active members. It's an easy and exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. And all you have to do is play against the numbers. You pick more, you pick less from 2 to 6 player stat projections, and watch the winnings roll in. Okay? You can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. Do you know how hard that is to do? Prize Picks makes it easy, okay? They put their members first. So all withdrawals are fast, they're safe, they're secure. When my picks hit, I can get my money in as quick as 15 minutes. I start to use Prize Picks, okay? And I've been watching the WNBA. I like to root for Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese. And I've been just been like, you know what I mean? Just go bullish on them. Get those winnings, all right? All you have to do is pick somebody like Caitlin Clark. Is she going to score more than 19 points? Absolutely. Put it in. Lock that in. All right? Is Angel Reese going to get more than 12 rebounds? You better believe it. Lock that in. Listen, it's so easy. You just look at it. You go to the sport that you want. You go to the players that you want, you click in it, you lock in your picks. Could not be easier. Download the Prize Picks app today and use code Hollywood and get $50 instantly when you play $5. That's code Hollywood on Prize Picks to get $50 instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed. Prize Picks, run your game.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get packs of juicy red, green, black, or tri-color variety seedless grapes for $3.99 each. Then get tender boneless chuck roast or steaks for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Black Men Can't Jump on Patreon.
Patreon City.
Oh, what are you trying to look at my lumps? You trying to fill up on my lumps? I will take off my G string and I don't remember the next thing he said. That was the
He says I'll take off my G string.
He says something. He says I'll take off my thong or I'll take off my, but it's not, he doesn't say I'll take off my panties, but he says I'll take off my, and then whatever he calls it.
Yeah, he got a couple good lines, though.
There's a lot of good lines in this movie. This movie is... White chicks, peak Wayans. I'm going to say that right now. We haven't gotten into our initial thoughts yet, but this is peak Wayans, bros. Yeah.
You know, and I just want to thank everybody for supporting us. Of course, if you're listening to this on the preview, thank you for checking it out and getting a little taste. And you might want to, you know, subscribe. You get to hear our unfiltered thoughts. You know, spoilers and whatnot. But, you know, we got a diverse audience. We got black men, black women, white dudes, white chicks. You know, of course, I don't do transitions on this. So we're just going to be talking
about. Yeah, so that was just you actually saying it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I get it. That makes sense.
Yeah. Guys, you know what we do. We review films in the context of race. Diversity in Hollywood, leading actors of color. This is, of course, White Chicks, Sean and Marlon Wayans, written by them with Keenan Ivory Wayans, also directing, also story by credit, starring Sean and Marlon. And we got some other people in this too. Jamie King, Busy Phillips.
Yeah, and Anne Dudek is in this. She's one of the original, she's one of the real White Chicks. And I forget that every time I see this.
What does that mean? One of the real white chicks.
She's one of the real white. She's one of the
people that
white chicks.
Yeah,
that they're trying to be
imitating.
That they're. She's one of the sisters.
Oh! Got it. I thought she was from another show or
and
something.
And I forget that every time I watch this movie.
There's a woman I've met in this. Is she? Well, I guess you know. She's done many things, but she is currently a very famous porn star, and she's the other white chick.
Oh, interesting.
Oh, wait, the other white chick is a famous porn star now? I gotta look this
she
up.
She used to be on.
I gotta look this up.
I met her in passing recently. She used to be on Boy Meets World, and now she is a very well-known voice star.
Wait.
Yep.
Dot Maitland Ward.
Yes, that's exactly who.
Is she in this movie?
She's the other sister.
What? Wait a minute.
Yeah, she's the other sister.
The sisters are Anne Dudek.
And Maitland Ward. That's crazy. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize that. See, now for my, so just so everybody understands.
Mm-hmm. You don't have to explain it unless you want to.
I recognized Anne. And popped out. I was like, oh, I know who that is. I didn't recognize Maitland Ward right away. So we should all be proud of me. I don't know how much
listeners of the podcast know what I'm talking about. Yeah, I don't know what you're doing right now. You're snitching on yourself.
Wow. She used to be on Boy Meets World.
No, I know all about Maitland Ward's exploits.
Wow.
Exploits. Oh, we didn't need that's the one thing we didn't need. Okay. We didn't need that.
All right.
Lord have mercy. Right.
She's a very talented performer.
James. No one cares. Oh my God.
You brought this up. We could have never.
No, James. I mean, Gerard, you did bring it up.
We could have never talked about this.
Oh my goodness.
This film is currently on Netflix and people have been watching it. It's been in the top 10. When it came out, it cost $37 million to make. Guess how much it made?
100.
113.
Wow, good for them.
Very successful film. 113 million, 70 million world, 70 million domestic, 42 million international. Oh, right. Terry Crews is also in this, obviously.
That's right. This is his like arrival.
Like breakout performance, I would say.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. I now remember who Maitland was in the movie, though. She's not one of the other sisters. She's in the group. She's in the group of white.
No, she's not.
She's a sister.
She's a sister. Why are you, what's
she
happening?
Is not one.
Yes, she is.
She's blonde. She's literally the other
yes,
sister.
Yes, she is. She's one of the sisters. Okay.
Oh, God.
Goodness gracious.
Okay, I'm sorry.
She is, Jay. Oh, my God. I'm out of here.
I see it now.
All right. This film currently has a 15% on Rotten Tomatoes, 55% audience score. Hmm. But it was financially successful. Definitely
I'm surprised.
Cult classic, as they say. Yeah, I agree. I think you're right. I think this was peak Wayne's. I mean, obviously, scary movie. But I mean, I guess peak in the sense of like after this, it started to go down.
Yeah, when right. was the first scary movie? That's what I mean. I mean this 2000. Yeah, like this felt like
this was
like
them riding their heights. Like this was like at the very at the tippy top, right? Like I think scary
because
movie
Little
did
Man
better.
Is like
obviously,
after this, right?
Little Man is after this, and Little Man is still good, but in terms
right.
of the success,
it's definitely different.
No, yeah, definitely. like yeah, I think this is the peak. I think White Chicks is the peak for sure.
Yeah,
because then they're also not doing any more scary movies after this,
yeah.
right?
Even though it's coming back now, baby.
Yeah, I mean they stopped after two. I feel like, but
yeah, they did. It got taken away from them.
Yeah,
unfortunately,
Little Man came out in 2006.
Oh, and then Dance
but that,
Flick.
But Little Man also Little Man also grossed $100 million, 104.
I saw it in theaters.
Oh,
I saw it in theaters. I can't remember if I liked it. Or if I was telling myself to like it because it was the Wayans.
I have to say, the poster of Little Man is hilarious. Like, just the poster is very funny to me. And the poster of Little Man says, from the guys who brought you White Chicks. Which is right. crazy because, first of all, if you know White Chicks, you don't need to know that it's the guys who brought you White Chicks. It's obviously them. But
yeah,
it is a recognition of how well White Chicks did.
Yeah.
Well, my question is like, here's my question, actually. I know we don't do cold opens. And I know we should probably get into the episode proper because we are running out of time. But my question is like, does everybody know the Wayans like that? Do you know what I mean? Like, is everybody like,
yes,
the Wayans, like they are Hollywood royalty.
Yes.
They 100%
everybody knows the Wayans. To Scary Movie was way too big of a film. That film, I think, grossed over $200 million.
Yeah. And Scary Movie 2 was like the highest rated, the highest earning film by a black director at the time.
Yes. At the time.
Yeah.
That is very true.
Yeah.
And that was before this.
Everybody knew who they were.
Yeah.
Everybody knew who the Waynes were. 100%.
But did studios think that?
Yeah, no. I mean, their budgets... The budget for this movie is $37 million. That's a lot of money for a comedy in the... I mean, well, it's funny. I was going to say in this time, but actually, comedies now would never get $37 million. So actually, this was the height of the comedies getting this kind of a budget. Yeah. But that being said, $37 million is a big budget for a comedy, right?
Yeah. How much were like the Rush Hours? Are less more because they're action?
That's an action. That was different.
I mean, I know there's a little bit of action in this too, but like not quite the same.
No, this was more, this is a comedy action film. Whereas, or I guess a cop comedy, you would even say, you probably wouldn't even put action in the name.
Yeah, I think it's just a comedy.
Okay, but I just looked it up and the reported budget for Rush Hour is $33 to $35 million, which is literally less than this film.
All right.
Wow, Rush Hour 1?
Yeah, I mean, that film came out in 1998, but still.
Yeah.
So yeah, no, I think Hollywood knew the Wayans brothers. They respected them by this point for sure. You know what I mean?
Okay.
You know, and think of, they've had several films that they, you know, I'm Gonna Get You Sucker. Like Marlon's been in a couple movies by this. He's been in the Sixth Man.
Yeah, apparently while he was doing Scary Movie, he was doing Requiem. And one more big one at the same time. I just heard him telling a story about it, and like everything that he did
on YouTube,
everything that he did in Scary Movie was like thought of on the day, like all this stuff.
Yeah, Requiem. Like, that's crazy.
They didn't write for him, which is insane. They're like, hey, you weren't here.
That's crazy. So we didn't write it. That's Shorty's my favorite character. That stuff was awesome.
The TV show. Okay, yeah, the TV show started in 1995, and it ran for how many seasons? Five?
I want to say at least five or maybe four.
Ran from 95 to 99. Seasons two. Yeah, five.
Five.
Like five seasons.
Wow. They didn't get a finale though.
They didn't get a final episode. iconic.
Which is crazy to me.
Fourth wall break.
It's crazy to me, man, that happened to them. But also, I don't think Living Single got one either, so.
No,
and
because all right, no, I'm sorry. Right. Oh, we ain't talking about this. We talking about other stuff. We talking about white chicks.
Let me let it go.
I'm Gonna Get You Sucker, and I think we reviewed. We must have reviewed Scary Movie. We did that at a live episode. Did we record that?
Scary Movie?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't remember. I feel like we definitely did.
We did it at a live episode. We did it at a live episode. I think we recorded it. I don't know if it's there. Okay. Anyway, but we've never done White Chicks, which I think we were all surprised by.
I'm still not convinced that there's not a White Chicks episode
somewhere.
We never reviewed it. And we never reviewed Little Man either. All right. Well, shall we?
Jonathan Raylock.
James III.
Drop Milligan. What more can I say?
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get packs of juicy red, green, black, or tricolor variety seedless grapes for $3.99 each. Then get tender boneless chuck roast or steaks for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.